On the Vermont Sports Network from Learfield, this is the Catamount Insider, presented by Milton Cat. Get equipped, get to work. Now from the Handy Toyota broadcast booth, this is the Catamount Insider.
Catamount Country! It's time to dance!
Larkin for three, got it!
Front Shanahan again, she scores!
Ace Cowens, top right corner, with half a second to go, and the Cats win!
What's happening, everybody? Welcome in to another episode of Catamount Insider. Episode 12 is here. Next week, we're going to have a week off, just getting out in front of that one, a week off for the holidays. And a happy holidays to all of you who are joining us on this Saturday morning, or if you're finding us on your podcast feed, thank you so much for tuning in as well. What an episode we have in store for you, and what a week it has been in Burlington. The Vermont men's soccer team are national champions. It's the first Vermont National Championship that hasn't gone to the ski team. The ski team has racked up six national titles, but UVM men's soccer adding to the collection. You're going to hear some great interviews this week. First, we're joined by the national champion head coach, Rob Dow. I know we've had Rob on already this season, but I had to have Coach Dow on to talk about everything that went into winning a national title, what this last week has been like for him, coming back to Burlington, getting to celebrate with his family, with the fans, and then we go into what made this team so special. So that's up first. Then I'm joined in our annual sit-down with Catamount Athletic Director, Jeff Schulman. Again, we spend a lot of time talking about the soccer team, but then on the back end of the interview, we really get into what this means for the athletic department and how this can kind of help other programs and what that might look like as the ripple effect of what a national championship means like, not just for UVM, but for the town of Burlington and the state of Vermont in general. I think it's a really good interview with Jeff Schulman, and so I hope you'll appreciate it as well. And I know it's going to be a soccer-centric show this week, but I think we had to do it with everything going on around town. I think you're going to have a really fun time listening to these interviews and, again, reminiscing now on what was such a special moment. Maximilian Kissel's goal, the Catamounts winning a national title for the men's soccer team. So stick with us. Rob Dow joins the show when we return. This, as always, is Catamount Insider, presented by Milton Cat.
So, as an alcohol-free product full of real Budweiser taste, we have the unique opportunity to bring Budweiser's flavor, taste, and enjoyment to guests with zero compromise. Budweiser Zero. Full-flavored, zero-alcohol brew. 0% alcohol, 100% on your game. This message is brought to you by your friends at Budweiser, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
You want a Toyota? We got one for you. Andy Toyota in St. Albans. From Tacoma to Tundra to Ravin Highlander and everything in between, our deals are mean. Northern New York or Vermont will deliver anywhere you want at no cost to you. Give us a shot. Our deals are hot. Andy Toyota, I-D-9, exit 20, St. Albans. Short on time? Shop online at handycars.com.
You want to take your grilling to the next level? It's all about what you've got sitting on the grates.
Mackenzie Hardwood Smoked Sausage, Beer Brats, and Natural Casing Franks.
You'll thank me later.
Make it special. Make it Mackenzie.
For the game. For the holiday. For the family outing. Life, liberty, and the pursuit of grilled perfection.
Make it special. Make it Mackenzie.
Which schools will take home the prestigious Learfield Directors' Cup as the top college athletic programs for the 2024-25 college athletics season? You can follow the standings of your favorite team or alma mater at L Directors' Cup on Twitter and online at thedirectorscup.com. Trophies will be awarded in June 2025 to the winning institutions in all college sports divisions. Learfield Directors' Cup, the crowning achievement in college athletics.
Wherever things are getting done and made better, you'll find Milton Cat. the exclusive dealer for Caterpillar machines and power systems in the Northeast, and a proud sports partner, the team behind your team and your school. Milton Cat is also the team ready for any challenge. Our customers rely on us for equipment, expertise, parts, and service. We're also the team ready for you with new challenges and exciting career opportunities. Milton Cat, always ready.
Morgan Stanley Wealth Management values long-term relationships with its clients, built on servicing clients well, relationships spanning decades. Your local Morgan Stanley Wealth Management office knows that building relationships begins with getting to know each of our clients. That's because each investor has different goals. For more information, call 658-2424. Investments and services are offered through Morgan Stanley Smith Barney LLC, member SIPC.
A true teammate takes on every day with a winner's attitude, gets up when they fall down, and leaves it all on the field. There's a group of teammates who do all these things every single day. But they're more than your typical athlete. They're kids dealing with unthinkable medical circumstances. Team Impact matches children facing serious illness or disability with college sports teams, creating a long-term, life-changing experience for everyone involved. Help us get all kids in the game. Visit teamimpact.org. Team Impact. All in, all together.
College sports fans now have access to hundreds of weekly podcasts that zero in on the college sports world. Now available in the Varsity Podcast Network and part of the new Varsity app. The app is free and available from wherever you get your favorite apps. Download the Varsity app today to have access to hundreds of national podcasts as well as your favorite team-focused podcasts. The Varsity Podcast Network, now available for free on the Varsity app. Download from the App Store and listen today.
Welcome back to Catamount Insider, presented by Milton Cat, here with head coach Rob Dow of the national champion Vermont men's soccer team. Coach Dow, I'll start with just some history. Obviously, national championship. You're the first coach I've ever talked to twice in the same season on this year podcast. So I appreciate you joining us again this year. Just how are you? I mean, it's been a crazy, I'm sure, week for you so far, and I really appreciate you taking some time to join us today.
Yeah, I couldn't be better. Once in a lifetime experience. Hopefully that's not the case, but amazing run. And I feel so proud to be the coach of this team.
I guess I'll just kind of follow up with, how many interviews do you think you've had to do at this point? Could you put a number on that?
I just need more. I just need people to know how amazing this program is. So bring it on.
Okay. That makes me feel better that I'm sitting down with you here before our show airs on Saturday. I guess then, just to kind of keep that going in the same vein, what has the last couple of days been like for you from the moment the game ends to where we're sitting right now? I'm sure you guys have been being celebrated everywhere you go, but just talk to me about the experience of being honored as the national champions.
Yeah, one of the most amazing things is wherever we're going in town, people are so excited and want to share how they watched the game, who they watched it with, how much it means to them and their family and the state of Vermont. And I couldn't hear enough of those stories. So if people are out there, keep sharing it with us. It fills our hearts.
Has that helped buoy you, as I'm sure you are exhausted from all the travel that you've documented? Have you gotten time to kind of just sit back and exhale yet, or do you not want to take that moment at this point?
Not yet. Maybe next week. Okay. You know, I actually have been able to get home and cuddle with my Russell, my 3-week old son, and that's been special, and take my 8-year old to hockey and get back into family life.
I wanted to ask you about all of that. What's it been like to get to share it with your family? And obviously such a big moment in your life with Russell. And then, of course, then a professional milestone as well, of course. But just how have those two things kind of made this even more special as they've been intertwined here?
Yeah, by design, they don't really like mix in well together in terms of the time it requires. But, you know, that's life and you gotta roll with it. And, you know, like I said this before, you know, the best things in life are also the hardest things. And, I'll take it. And, you know, like we were able to travel back in a plane with all of our team, my family and Russell and Hansen. And it felt like this, you know, family of 100 people on this flight, and just sharing it all together is super special.
the experience then of getting back to Burlington. You mentioned it a little bit, but that reception in Patrick Gym specifically to come back and get that police escort that I know you and Jeff said was so cool to get from the airport. Walk me through just kind of what was going through your head to see all those fans and other people and teams from the athletic department out there. What was that kind of half hour for you like?
Yeah, it was a pinch me, is this real experience. Like, all right, we're headed home. You know, the five or six cop cars are you know, blocking traffic, and the people are getting out of their cars and clapping and celebrating and cheering. You know, we actually get to make a left on the jug handle, which is like, not many people get to do that. Head up and then see like the circle in front of Patrick Gym full, and then go inside where it's full of people as well. And Senator Leahy and Patty Prieluck are there to just enjoy this moment with us.
The words you shared with the team when the game ended, I loved, there are no more games. What was that like to kind of just think, I don't have to immediately start prepping and scouting for the next team. I get to finally take this moment to celebrate all you'd accomplished.
Right. So like we had this mission at the beginning of the year, and we were up in Jay Peak to agree that our bar was to first win a regular season title in the America East. And then once we've won that, let's win the America East Tournament Championship. And after that, let's win a national championship. But the only way that we can do that is to take it game for game, you know. And those big matches on the West Coast and the immediate travel to Lehigh and going home, you know, for a large stretch, we just focused on one more game. And that was something we really, really dialed into in playoffs especially. It's just let's move from UMBC in the semifinal of America East Championship on to Bryant, and then we'll see who's next.
Okay, let's talk a little soccer. Your view of Maximilian Kissel's goal, and I didn't get to, I mean, the TV cameras didn't really show your reaction. What did you do when that ball hits the back of the net?
It was pretty emotional. But the first thing I did was congratulate Coach Grassi at Marshall on an amazing season, shook his hand and the rest of the staff. That team is extremely good. And after that, I may have blacked out at that moment, but you know, I was flooded with hugs from our coaching staff, and my wife and my son coming down onto the field, you know, and then alums seeing how proud they were, community members with their wigs on and just screaming and yelling and with you know, excitement for these amazing student athletes and what they were able to accomplish this season.
At what moment, ZB plays the ball over the top to Kissel, at what moment did he kind of think, oh, we might have a chance here at something?
Yeah, so, I mean, Zach Parrott, he just, you know, wins balls after balls in the midfield and top of our box. And he kind of took this, you know, this interception touch a little wide, but he saw a 1v1 matchup up top. I didn't quite, you know, like I'm looking to my right, I didn't quite see to my left. But once it was floated in, you're tracking it in, and you see, you know, Kissel, who's our fastest player on our team, recorded by some technology, get matched up with their center back. And, you know, for fast guys, typically against most center backs, you got to get them early. And once I saw Maxi, like, nod the ball ahead of himself, I was like, he's beating him. And then after that, you're like, well, there's got to be cover. You know, that's just how it works. It's so rare in soccer right now, you get breakaways. And I kept looking close to me. There's no cover. I said, oh, boy, we could win this thing. And I knew he would. He's a goal scorer. You know, like those guys, that's what they dream of in these moments. And he got it done.
Okay, let's rewind then a little bit earlier in the game. You mentioned it. Marshall, a great team, and they take the lead. A position you guys had become familiar with, though. You guys had come from behind in so many of these big games and tournament games. But what was the reaction? And I know you and associate Brad Cole have a dialogue going on the bench. What were the conversations like when you do fall behind? And at what point were there thoughts of what adjustments can we be making as, all right, now we're trailing and chasing this one?
Yeah, all of those, but probably the biggest focus was we've been here before and we have come back. So we go through our like plans when these things happen, what we're going to change tactically. And then, things like putting Max Murray up top. I rewatched the game last night. I was up a little late doing it. And I think it was 20 seconds after putting Max Murray up top. He made something happen. He intercepts this pass from the goalkeeper and first time clean ball along the ground. Preps this amazing combination between Pap and Ismail to equalize, you know, like, and I don't draw that up. Like, we're just like hoping that Max's presence up top gets, you know, does something. And it did. But these guys, they were just, you know, so resilient. And like, that's the story of this season. And what's special about this group is that when something goes wrong, we just roll up our sleeves and get on to the next one.
What was rewatching the game like? And was that the first time you'd gone back and rewatched it? Or have you rewatched it a few times?
Well, social media has allowed me to rewatch different clips. And there's some amazing footage by our staff here at UVM. They are phenomenal. We're really lucky to have such creative, content makers and across the board, you know, Nick, Pete, and Sam. And, we had CJ come, who's worked for us in the past. Anyway, so, yes, the full game, first time was last night, but I just want to watch more and more of this game winner and how we came back.
We're now going to pause very briefly in our interview with Rob Dow. He returns to Catamount Insider after this.
You want a Toyota? We got one for you. Andy Toyota in St. Albans. From Tacoma to Tundra to Ravin Highlander and everything in between, our deals are mean. Northern New York or Vermont will deliver anywhere you want at no cost to you. Give us a shot. Our deals are hot. Handy Toyota, ID9, Exit 20, St. Albans. Short on time? Shop online at handycars.com.
Mackenzie Franks off the grill. Big score. Their beer bratwurst, a total touchdown. Hardwood smoked sausage. It's a family favorite. Grilling wood-smoked, handcrafted foods with signature spice blends. Eating foods you feel good about and you trust. Premium meats and cheeses since 1907. Make it special. Make it Mackenzie.
A true teammate takes on every day with a winner's attitude. Gets up when they fall down and leaves it all on the field. There's a group of teammates who do all these things every single day. But they're more than your typical athlete. They're kids dealing with unthinkable medical circumstances. Team Impact matches children facing serious illness or disability with college sports teams, creating a long-term, life-changing experience for everyone involved. Help us get all kids in the game. Visit teamimpact.org. Team Impact. All in, all together.
Morgan Stanley Wealth Management values long-term relationships with its clients. Built on servicing clients well, relationships spanning decades. Your local Morgan Stanley Wealth Management office knows that building relationships begins with getting to know each of our clients. That's because each investor has different goals. For more information, call 658-2424. Investments and services are offered through Morgan Stanley Smith Barney LLC, member SIPC.
Budweiser knows your friends are counting on you. So, we want you to remember to make a plan to make it home every time you go out. Do whatever it takes to get home safely. Call a friend, arrange for a cab, or designate a driver. Because friends are waiting.
Ooh, when you come home to me.
This message is brought to you by your friends at Budweiser, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
College sports fans now have access to hundreds of weekly podcasts that zero in on the college sports world. Now available in the Varsity Podcast Network and part of the new Varsity app. The app is free and available from wherever you get your favorite apps. Download the Varsity app today to have access to hundreds of national podcasts as well as your favorite team-focused podcasts. The Varsity Podcast Network, now available for free on the Varsity app. Download from the App Store and listen today.
a proud sports partner. We're the team behind your team and your school. We're Milton Cat, the exclusive dealer for Caterpillar machines and power systems in the Northeast. Wherever things are getting done, you'll find our customers building, powering, and maintaining our communities. You'll also find Milton Cat, the team ready with the best technology, expertise, parts, and service. So if you're ready for new challenges and exciting career opportunities, join our team, Milton Cat, always ready.
Which schools will take home the prestigious Learfield Directors Cup as the top college athletic programs for the 2024-25 college athletic season? You can follow the standings of your favorite team or alma mater at L Directors Cup on Twitter and online at TheDirectorsCup.com. Trophies will be awarded in June 2025 to the winning institutions in all college sports divisions. Learfield Directors Cup, the crowning achievement in college athletics.
Welcome back to Catamount Insider, back to our interview with national champion head coach Rob Dow.
I want to ask you about this team and kind of what makes it different, because you've had such great teams in the past, and I know it's been your goal before to win a national title. At what point in this season was there ever a point when you felt this could really be the one that gets it done, or was it just, you know, it just so happened to fall your way on this occasion?
Yeah, look, again, the expectations were with the depth and the talent and the leadership and experience that was on our team. We're like, this is projected to be a special year. But every year, it's a different team, and there's different dynamics around the chemistry, around, you know, like qualities and finding the right, you know, mix of players on the field at the right time. And that was, it was really difficult with our injury situation to find continuity. And it literally was not until the America East semifinal where I felt like we were playing our best, you know, football. And we still went down 1-0 in that game, came back and won in overtime. But the fact that we just never got rattled in that game, we knew we were going to win. That was the time where it's like, we can go on a run here.
Yaniv Bazzini got hot in that game as well. He kind of went on that goal-scoring stretch. We've talked a lot about so many guys on your team, but what has made Bazzini such a special player for this program, and how impressive was that run throughout the America East tournament and through most of the NCAAs? I was telling people, it felt like just one chance. Give Yaniv one chance, and it felt like he was going to bury it.
Yeah, Yaniv's a big game player. That's the best way I can describe him. He shows up when we need him. And that's, you know, that's a ton of courage. And he knows he has the support from his team. Such a humble guy. Mm-hmm. And a clutch player.
When did the underdogs creation kind of happen that took social media by storm with the under part crossed out? I'm just curious about, I know, again, associate head coach Brad Cole, I think, had posted it at some point, and then it becomes a sign. Now it's on T-shirts. Just what's that all been like to experience that?
Yeah, that message to me, I really wanted that to be enforced and just kind of looked at, because, you know, when you're mentally preparing your team to be fearless, have courage, and a ton of confidence, this team, you know, just couldn't be looked at as an underdog. It couldn't be looked at as, oh, this is we're lucky to be here, and wow, we don't quite have, you know, what other, the players that other teams have. That's not true. And I wanted our team to feel that. I knew they knew that, but I wanted everyone else in the country to know that.
You've mentioned Zach Barrett and Max Murray a couple of times, but one more time, tell me about their partnership together, the legacy they've created as two guys who have played more Catamount soccer than anybody in program history, and what it means to have them walk away with that national championship.
I think one of the many, you know, different things that those guys have said, those two in particular, and how important this program means to them. But we have this little kind of story, you know, within the team that we bring up when it's time to go to work and what that really means. And the short version of it is, you know, who are you as a person, you know, and comparing that to a construction worker. Are you the one that, you know, leaves early and shows up late? Are you the one that comes right on time and leaves right when your shift's over? Are you arriving early and staying late? And those guys build skyscrapers. And Zach Barrett last night in our group chat posted a picture of the Empire State Building and said, job done.
Huh. That's pretty special. And then I guess I want to ask you about one more individual who's been a part of your team for so long. Adrian Schultz-Solano has been the heartbeat of the midfield really since he stepped on campus. Had to deal with injuries this year. You get him back midway through the year and felt like he was playing his best soccer by the end of the season. How important was he to this run, and how important has he been over his time at UVM?
We couldn't have done it without him. There you talk about what was the major change around, you know, the end of the regular season into playoffs is that guy got healthy. He's so, so important and undervalued and underlooked as a player. And I really hope he gets an opportunity at the next level.
How long have you been doing the mustache for a postseason run? And Ted Lasso comparisons are hilarious, but I think you've been doing the mustache before Ted Lasso was a show, to be honest.
It's cool to be like, you know, see these pictures of me next to Ted Lasso. I'm not sure we share the exact same personality, but some values, you know. I'm not nearly as good as a dart, you know, player as him. But yeah, look, I think in 22, like Nolan Jimmo and these leaders back then started this tradition. And I just, you know, I want to show that a little bit to our players that, you know, how a mustache, you know, okay, looks good on other people. It doesn't look good on me, but I'm still going to wear it because this is a cool thing we're going to share as a team.
When are you going to shave it? We're rocking it right now as we talk on this Thursday.
I don't have a plan to shave it right now.
Okay. When do you start looking at next year? And like, I guess, because it's you've said it. You want to be in the moment right now, and I know that. But there's planning that has to be done. You're getting phone calls as we talk right now. How are you balancing all that? Because I imagine it's an impossible task for you.
Yeah. Like I said it kind of at the beginning of the conversation, is that I want to continue to build and strengthen the name of this program across our state, across the region, and across this country, even in, you know, in Europe and beyond. And we're seeing some of our footage, you know, getting showed in France and Germany and Canada and so forth. So I have all the time in the world to spread like this amazing legacy this class has left. And what's next is to continue that and repeat as a national champions.
Those are big goals. Obviously big goals, but I guess I would expect nothing less from the coach who's been telling me for years that you guys are competing for a national title. I guess then, just coach, to wrap up with, what's going to be the standout memory from this? Because I know you want to create more memories and you have memories from previous teams, but what's going to be the thing that, just looking back on this year, really is the thing that is going to jump to your mind and you're going to reflect on as these years go forward?
There are so many, but the special moment, I got to hug and kiss my wife on the field after winning a national championship, and, you know, her, you know, giving birth to, you know, another child in my family, our family, was super special.
Coach, I really appreciate you joining Catamount Insider this week. Just want to say congrats again, and for everybody around Catamount country, congrats, and it was so much fun to watch you guys this year.
Thank you.
Thanks again to Coach Dow for joining Catamount Insider, and just thanks to him for taking the time. I know I say that about every guest, but I don't know if I've had many busier guests than Coach Dow this week. I'm serious when I say he had to hang up multiple phone calls as we were just sitting down for that interview that was, what, about 18 minutes? So I know he's very busy, and I really appreciate him taking the time out of this hectic week, but a week that I know he does not want to end. So I thank him again for joining us and for just sharing those stories, and congratulating him one more time on what was a fantastic season, one that he can be proud of, and one that's going to be remembered for a long, long time around Burlington. Don't go anywhere, though, because we've got a great interview coming up next with athletic director of the entire department. Jeff Shulman joins us for our annual sit down. We really focus on soccer with Jeff Shulman coming up next. So stay with us as the Catamount Insider National Championship episode rolls on, back after this.
Morgan Stanley Wealth Management values long-term relationships with its clients, built on servicing clients well, relationships spanning decades. Your local Morgan Stanley Wealth Management office knows that building relationships begins with getting to know each of our clients. That's because each investor has different goals. For more information, call 658-2424. Investments and services are offered through Morgan Stanley Smith Barney LLC, member SIPC.
McKenzie Grilling Kielbasa for the family dinner.
This time, I'm skrilling it.
Hardwood smoked kielbasa on the grill. Finished up in the skillet with roasted potatoes.
Skrilled it.
Make it special. Make it McKenzie.
For the game. For the holiday. For the family outing. Life, liberty, and the pursuit of grilled perfection.
Make it special. Make it McKenzie.
College sports fans now have access to hundreds of weekly podcasts that zero in on the college sports world. Now available in the Varsity Podcast Network and part of the new Varsity app. The app is free and available from wherever you get your favorite apps. Download the Varsity app today to have access to hundreds of national podcasts as well as your favorite team-focused podcasts. The Varsity Podcast Network, now available for free on the Varsity app. Download from the App Store and listen today.
Wherever things are getting done and made better, you'll find Milton Cat, the exclusive dealer for Caterpillar machines and power systems in the Northeast, and a proud sports partner, the team behind your team and your school. Milton Cat is also the team ready for any challenge. Our customers rely on us for equipment, expertise, parts, and service. We're also the team ready for you with new challenges and exciting career opportunities. Milton Cat, always ready.
You want a Toyota? We got one for you. Andy Toyota in St. Albans. From Tacoma to Tundra to Raven Highlander and everything in between, our deals are mean. Northern New York or Vermont will deliver anywhere you want at no cost to you. Give us a shot. Our deals are hot. Andy Toyota, I-D-9, Exit 20, St. Albans. Short on time? Shop online at handycars.com.
Which schools will take home the prestigious Learfield Directors Cup as the top college athletic programs for the 2024-25 college athletics season? You can follow the standings of your favorite team or alma mater at L Directors Cup on Twitter and online at thedirectorscup.com. Trophies will be awarded in June 2025 to the winning institutions in all college sports divisions. Learfield Directors Cup, the crowning achievement in college athletics.
So, as an alcohol-free product full of real Budweiser taste, we have the unique opportunity to bring Budweiser's flavor, taste, and enjoyment to guests with zero compromise. Budweiser Zero. Full-flavored, zero alcohol brew. 0% alcohol, 100% on your game. This message is brought to you by your friends at Budweiser, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
A true teammate takes on every day with a winner's attitude, gets up when they fall down, and leaves it all on the field. There's a group of teammates who do all these things every single day. But they're more than your typical athlete. They're kids dealing with unthinkable medical circumstances. Team Impact matches children facing serious illness or disability with college sports teams, creating a long-term, life-changing experience for everyone involved. Help us get all kids in the game. Visit teamimpact.org. Team Impact, all in, all together.
Welcome back to Catamount Insider, presented by Milton Cat, here with Jeff Schulman, Athletic Director here at UVM. Jeff, thanks so much for joining us. How are you today?
I'm doing great, Brian. Thanks for having me.
Hard not to be doing great these days. Your UVM men's soccer team are national champions. What's that like to have a national championship program? Obviously, skiing has been so successful here, but this one has kind of just some sort of different feel to it and the way they've kind of rallied the community. What's it been like for you to get to celebrate them as national champions?
Well, it's been an amazing run for our men's soccer team and to cap it off with the national championship down in Cary, is kind of special beyond description, really, for the university, obviously for our athletic department, really for the whole state of Vermont. And for me personally, I've just I've been around this team now throughout their postseason run. And it's just, you know, not surprisingly, given the success that they've had, they're just a really, really special group. Incredible leadership from Coach Dow and his staff and our players, our captains and other seniors and grad students that we have. Just a magical run, and it's been inspiring to see the way that that our fans that were down in Cary, we had an incredible contingent of Catamounts and Green and Gold down there, but even more special to come back and just feel the energy and the excitement from the community and the state and colleagues around campus. You know, just something to treasure and cherish for this university and for our state. And I'm glad you mentioned skiing, because, you know, there's been some misinformation
right,
out there.
Like, they deserve plenty of respect for the work they've done.
You know, when you talk about national championships in Vermont, you have to acknowledge the fact that we have six of them already.
Right.
Or we did before, now seven. But, you know, we have a world-class ski program with world-class athletes. You know, that's nothing that happened with men's soccer should take away from that. Now, I've told a few groups that it took us 150 years of intercollegiate athletics to win an NCAA championship in a sport other than skiing. And given how good it feels, I don't want it to be another 150 years before our next one.
What have the last couple of days been like for you after the game ends, getting to celebrate, coming back to Burlington and being amongst the community again? What has that experience been like from your perspective?
It's been really, really special, and I'm trying to just personally balance, kind of my professional responsibilities to make sure that, that logistically we had to get the team back. We had a large contingent of staff down in North Carolina to get back easily as we could, to properly sort of honor the team and the program and the accomplishment, share it with the community. So we had an incredible, really impromptu welcome back event for the team after they landed in Burlington on Tuesday. You know, we arrived at the airport staff, the baggage handlers were all out on the tarmac waving and cheering. The state police sent an honor escort for us. We had sirens heading up Williston Road, people getting out of their cars and waving and cheering. And then we pulled into the Patrick Gym Circle, and there was probably 500 people out front and in the lobby. And we had Senator Leahy was there, President Prelock. We had a little impromptu kind of celebration. We had great recognition of the team at the men's basketball game on Wednesday night. So it's been incredibly exciting. And at the same time, just on a personal level, I'm trying to soak it in a little bit too. You know, I've had a 35 plus year career in college athletics. I've been at UVM for more than 30 years. This just doesn't happen every day, certainly for a mid-major program like ours. And I've heard from a ton of colleagues around the country, other athletic directors at our level who, this has been inspiring to them as well. You know, this is a unique time in college athletics. The landscape is changing, and it feels like it's becoming harder for mid-major programs like ours to compete at a national level. And so I think for them to see the success that we had against some, you know, marquee programs for major conferences, to win a national championship in a sport like soccer, I think has buoyed colleagues and others in our profession that compete at our level.
I want to ask you then about the moment, Maximilian Kissel's game-winning goal. What was your perspective on it, and what did you kind of see? And then what was your reaction when he does hit the back of the net?
I was sitting in the stands right in the middle of our section. I was with my family, which was really special. My three kids and my wife, Deb, were there, which was fantastic. One of our biggest supporters, Rob Chaffee, whose name is known to Catamount fans, was sitting right behind me. He had flown in for the game. He and I are very close. And, it's unusual in soccer. You and I were talking about this off air that, you know, where you have that kind of time to process a golden opportunity. And I've watched Maxie play all year, and I know he's a finisher, and so I'm not saying I thought it was a done deal, but it always felt, once he broke free of that defender, it felt like he was really in control of the situation. He seemed calm. you know, which, you know, some if that was a different player in that position, Yaniv's the same way. They when they break away and they get a chance, you know, chances don't come very often in soccer, and they seem to, a calmness sort of comes over them, and they finish in, you know, kind of really, really effective ways. And so, but, you know, I saw him make the move and I thought, wow, he's got it. But I've also seen plays like that where the goalie gets a finger on it, or, you know, the player panics a little bit and hits it off the post or just wide. But, I mean, it was an exceptional play and an exceptional finish, exceptional celebration. We were talking about the, you know, like everybody, a lot of Vermonters, I've listened to the ESPN call multiple times.
Oh, yeah.
He did a great job. And so it was just, you know, a magical moment for our university, for the state, obviously for the team and Max and a lot of us who care deeply and love Catamount Athletics.
How about the fan support down in Cary? I mean, I was here in Burlington watching on TV, and it just felt like the entire stadium, from our perspective, was wearing green and gold, rooting for UVM. Pretty special to see that much support for your school down there and for both games, both the semifinal and the national championship. How cool is that for you to see so many people backing UVM and the Catamounts?
No, it was amazing for me, and even more so, I think, for our players and coaches. And you know, the showing from our soccer alumni who are just so proud of this team, and just our fans who made their way down there, and people who have Vermont connections in the area. We had two great tailgates before the game. Monday night was particularly special in that, and there's some video out there on this, but the team bus arrived kind of right alongside the street that our tailgate was on. And so everyone at the tailgate shifted over and lined the street. And we had a bus driver who kind of had gotten very connected to our team over the course of the time in Cary. So he slowed down and was banging on his horn, and people were just saluting the team, and the drums were banging, and our players, you could see them in the bus, and we've seen some video from inside the bus, what it was like for them to go through it. So amazing turnout of Catamount fans, so much green and gold. They do a nice job in Cary in putting your fans are right alongside your bench. So our players really felt that energy. It just made for, again, a magical evening.
When did you get a chance to congratulate the coaches and Coach Rob Dow, and that night afterward, the celebration? How much fun was that? That just had to be a blast for everybody involved. I know I had fun back up here, but what was it like to be in and around the team as they got to celebrate that such big accomplishment?
It was incredible, and like I said, I've been with them on this journey, so I had a chance to celebrate with them. Well, celebrate the America East Championship with them, on to Iona, you know, then to Hofstra and to San Diego and to Pittsburgh and then against Denver. So I had, you know, the special privilege of being able to congratulate the team, you know, soon after those victories. And obviously in my role, I want to give our team an opportunity to sort of celebrate with each other in the immediate aftermath. But I also, you know, I want to be visible. Obviously I feel super connected to the team and to the coaches. And so it was really special to give Rob and the other coaches and our players a big hug and, you know, just tell them that they did it, you know, and they really believed, they really, really believed that they could win a national championship. And, you know, sometimes people, like in my role, have been around for 30 years, and you know how hard that is. You know, it's you know, to feel that belief and that energy from our players and our coaches was really powerful.
They've had that belief for a few seasons. I remember even having a bit of a chuckle with head coach Rob Dow 4 years ago when he told me before the season, we feel like we're competing for a national title. They have now kind of paid that out and won their national championship. When did you kind of feel like, wow, this team really might be the one that could go all the way and get that done? As you said, you've been with them for this entire ride. When did you kind of feel like this team really might be the one to get it done?
Well, like you said, and it's important to note, this just didn't come out of the blue.
Right.
You know, this is a team that's been in the NCAA tournament 4 years in a row, that advanced to the Final Eight 2 years ago, to the Sweet 16 last year. And soccer's a sport that, you know, there's a high level of variance, very few goals scored, so anything can happen. Mm. So I certainly thought it was in the realm of possibility, and I really appreciated Rob and some this group that he calls the We Five group, that they crafted a vision to win a national championship, and I was never going to tell them that that wasn't possible, because I know sport well enough to know that anything can happen. And but it wasn't luck. It really wasn't. Of course, you have to have some luck to, you know, to win six tournament games in any sport, no matter how good you are, you have to have some luck go and things go your way. And we did. But the foundation was planning, exceptional recruiting, exceptional tactical decision making, incredible heart and soul and fortitude, and then you sprinkle in a little luck that you need to be a champion, and there you go. So you know, just kudos to our team, to our leadership, to Rob, together they'll be a team that will be remembered as long as UVM athletics exists.
We've talked before about how often in this smaller athletic department, teams can be really close and it can feel like teams are very connected to each other. How can an accomplishment like this ripple throughout the rest of the department and ripple throughout other teams that also have high aspirations, whether it is to win a conference, to win a national title? How can this affect those other groups?
Yeah, that's something that we talk a lot about as a leadership team. You know, this concept of sort of rising tides lift all. And, you know, I traded some messages with Coach Becker after Monday night. And one of the things I said to him, and I'm happy to say it publicly as well, is that I really believe that that program has set the bar really high for our entire department. You know, the sustained success that they have had, I think, has had a really positive impact on our entire department. And other coaches will tell you that. Rob, I heard him speaking last night, and he talked about going to some men's basketball practices and watching them and how they sweat the details, put the players under pressure in a positive way. And so I think there's, you know, it's something that I take a ton of pride in, is just the culture of winning and a sort of championship culture in our department. And our coaches deserve a ton of credit for that. I mean, I could go through the list of teams that have won a regular season or a postseason championship or achieved it at levels that we've never seen before over the last 3 years. And it's really across our entire department. And that's something that I think does become contagious. And I think, you know, the men's soccer team has shown the rest of the department now that a national championship is not out of reach. And I was in a meeting yesterday with senior leaders on campus, and I said to them, like, it was incredible what this team did, and we can win another national championship in soccer, and we can win a national championship in men's and women's hockey, and we can, you know, advance deep into NCAA tournaments in men's and women's basketball. Across programs have shown that they can compete at a national level. Our swim program wins at America East Championship. Field hockey wins at America East Championship. And we've had track and field athletes that have, you know, that have gone into NCAA championship competition, and a ski team that we talked about before that's mm-hmm. a perennial national yeah. power. So it really is something that is contagious around our department, and our coaches deserve a ton of credit for it. One of the things that I feel the biggest responsibility for is making sure that we have the right coaches leading our program. And I think if you look across our department right now, we have an incredible group of coaches that are a source of pride for the university and for the state, and are achieving at levels that really hasn't been seen before at UVM.
While we're here, I need your thoughts on the field hockey team this year and them winning their own historic accomplishment, a first ever America East title. What was that like for you to get to see them reach such heights that they as a program had never even accomplished, and to set some history themselves?
It was incredible, and in some ways sort of a preview of what we were going to see later in the fall. We didn't know it at the time, but right. with men's soccer, I mean, they went on a run in the conference tournament. We, you know, our first win was our first ever conference tournament win. And then we played the clear number one seed in Albany national caliber program and beat them. And then, you know, came back from down two against New Hampshire in the championship game. It was, and I, you know, I was able to be there for that. And, it was incredible. And, you know, in my role, you know, the things that sort of fill up my buckets and keep me going are just seeing the joy in our athletes. And so to be around a team like that, you know, 2 days before it won its first ever playoff game, and then 2 days later was winning a championship. It was really, really special. And, you know, I have so much respect for Kate Pfeiffer and the job that she's done, and her staff, Haley and Marley. So that was really, really special as well. And they showed really well in their tournament game against Miami. It was a one goal game that they lost late. So, you know, a really magical fall. I'm not sure there's any other way to describe it here in Catamount Country.
What's next for you then? Both professionally here next. I know you've been busy celebrating, but you're right back to work here as I talk to you on this Thursday. A little holiday break maybe, or are you going to be right back to work trying to play catch up after celebrating with the team?
Yeah, I mean, there'll certainly be some time for a bit of a break. But I also feel a sense of urgency to make sure that we, you know, that we seize this moment. You know, it's a little bit of a call to action as far as I'm concerned, because we've had a taste of what championship success can look like and feel like across our entire state, obviously on campus, obviously in the Burlington-Chittenden County region. But, you know, I've been hearing from people all over Vermont, alums every corner of the country and around the world. And it just reinforces the special way that athletics and championship success can touch people and bring people together and elevate our state, elevate our university. But as we talked about before, you know, the landscape of college athletics is changing, and it's going to require more investment and more resources than it has in the past. And so I feel like a deep responsibility to position us in a way that allows us to sort of continue to promote the values that have always been central to UVM athletics: academic success, graduation, the development of student athletes into productive citizens. And even if we don't like some of the changes that have been thrust upon us in college athletics, make sure that we continue to give our student athletes the opportunity to succeed at the highest levels.
Well, Jeff, thank you so much for joining Catamount Insider. I always appreciate you taking the time to chat with us, and looking forward to following all these great programs throughout the rest of the year.
Thanks, Brian.
And thanks again to Jeff for joining Catamount Insider this week. I always appreciate whenever he can take the time out of his schedule, and I like chatting with him around this time every year. If you guys remember the last couple of years, we've had Jeff on around the same time of the end of the fall semester prior to the start of the spring one, but rarely have we talked this much about just one specific game and one specific team. But of course, it was nice to hear Jeff talk about the entire athletic department as well, and how winning breeds more winning. And I especially thought that nugget that he told about how he shared with men's basketball head coach John Becker, and how that program's success and consistency has kind of helped raise other programs around them. And I think there's something to that, about the success of that program and the success of other programs breed more winning. And I think this national championship from the men's soccer team will have exactly that effect. So thanks again to Jeff for sharing that with us. And thanks again for him to take the time and talk about that exciting national championship game and just what his experience was like. We're wrapping up our show. When we return, stick with us. This is Catamount Insider, presented by Milton Catt.
As a proud sports partner, we're the team behind your team and your school. We're Milton Catt, the exclusive dealer for Caterpillar machines and power systems in the Northeast. Wherever things are getting done, you'll find our customers building, powering, and maintaining our communities. You'll also find Milton Catt, the team ready with the best technology, expertise, parts, and service. So if you're ready for new challenges and exciting career opportunities, join our team, Milton Catt, always ready.
Ooh, I'll be waiting here for you.
Budweiser knows your friends are counting on you. So, we want you to remember to make a plan to make it home every time you go out. Do whatever it takes to get home safely. Call a friend, arrange for a cab, or designate a driver. Because friends are waiting.
Ooh, when you come home to me.
This message is brought to you by your friends at Budweiser, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
You want a Toyota? We got one for you. Andy Toyota in St. Albans. From Tacoma to Tundra to Ravin Highlander and everything in between, our deals are mean. Northern New York or Vermont will deliver anywhere you want at no cost to you. Give us a shot. Our deals are hot. Andy Toyota, I-D-9, Exit 20, St. Albans. Short on time? Shop online at handycars.com.
A true teammate takes on every day with a winner's attitude. Gets up when they fall down and leaves it all on the field. There's a group of teammates who do all these things every single day. But they're more than your typical athlete. They're kids dealing with unthinkable medical circumstances. Team Impact matches children facing serious illness or disability with college sports teams, creating a long-term, life-changing experience for everyone involved. Help us get all kids in the game. Visit teamimpact.org. Team Impact. All in, all together.
Morgan Stanley Wealth Management values long-term relationships with its clients. Built on servicing clients well, relationships spanning decades. Your local Morgan Stanley Wealth Management office knows that building relationships begins with getting to know each of our clients. That's because each investor has different goals. For more information, call 658-2424. Investments and services are offered through Morgan Stanley Smith Barney LLC, member SIPC.
You want to take your grilling to the next level? It's all about what you've got sitting on the grates.
McKenzie Hardwood Smoked Sausage, Beer Brats, and Natural Casing Franks.
You'll thank me later.
Make it special. Make it McKenzie.
For the game. For the holiday. For the family outing. Life, liberty, and the pursuit of grilled perfection.
Make it special. Make it McKenzie.
College sports fans now have access to hundreds of weekly podcasts that zero in on the college sports world. Now available in the Varsity Podcast Network and part of the new Varsity app. The app is free and available from wherever you get your favorite apps. Download the Varsity app today to have access to hundreds of national podcasts as well as your favorite team-focused podcasts. The Varsity Podcast Network, now available for free on the Varsity app. Download from the App Store and listen today.
Which schools will take home the prestigious Learfield Directors Cup as the top college athletic programs for the 2024-25 college athletic season? You can follow the standings of your favorite team or alma mater at L Directors Cup on Twitter and online at TheDirectorsCup.com. Trophies will be awarded in June 2025 to the winning institutions in all college sports divisions. Learfield Directors Cup, the crowning achievement in college athletics.
Welcome back to Catamount Insider. Thanks again to our guests, Rob and Jeff, two guys who take time out of a very busy and hectic week to give you their insight and tell you some stories. I thought both of them really gave us good time and gave us some good context on what this national championship means to the team, to the town, to the state, and in general, just to the Vermont community. I think that they really shared and shed some light on what this means for the program and what this means for everybody going forward. And I really appreciate it again, Jeff, just sharing what this means for other programs around the athletic department. Of course, it is kind of a quiet time right now around town. Both the hockey teams are in the midst of their holiday break. Both basketball teams wrapping up their non-conference slates before the America East play starts. Swimming and diving in that little bit of a slow stretch. Track and field, same deal. So I think it was really a good time to celebrate what was a national championship for the Vermont men's soccer team. Thanks, everybody, for listening this week. We will not talk to you next week. A break in episodes, returning in the new year. 2024 sure was a great one around Burlington and for Vermont athletics. I hope it was a good one for you as well. I'm your host, Brian McLaughlin. Talk to you in 2025. This has been Catamount Insider, presented by Milton Catt.
on the Vermont Sports Network from Learfield. This has been the Catamount Insider, presented by Milton Cat. Get equipped. Get to work. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation on the Vermont Sports Network.